It's possible to be blessed and not yet have run into your blessing.
Dr. Tony Evans says it takes time and experience to develop the kind of values the Lord can use.
God won't share his blessing till your character is ready to receive it.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Today, Dr. Evans explains that God can take a man, even one who's made mistakes, and turn him into the leader he was meant to be. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 32 as he begins.
We are living in a day of great challenge with regard to this generation. We're living in a generation today that has, instead of taking the culture to a better place, it is quickly taking it to a lesser place. A generation of rebellion, a generation of imprisonment, a generation with little identity, a generation that lives for the moment. If you will allow me to use the biblical phrase, a cursed generation. The last two verses of the Old Testament in Malachi says that when fathers are nowhere to be found, the land is cursed. There's a direct correlation in the Bible to the cursing of the culture and the absenteeism of the father. In fact, God said that he would not return to bless the land until the fathers were restored to the children. There was this direct relationship to fatherhood and cultural and community well-being. I've often said that fathers today are like the abominable snowman. His footprints are everywhere, we just can't locate him. God did an amazing thing for men. It is staggering. And that is because when God created Adam, he gave him the authority to name things. Says he brought all the animals before Adam to see what he would name them. And whatever Adam named them, that's what they became. In other words, God gave men the right and authority to pronounce blessing on that which came under his authority by naming it. And then to watch whatever he called it become the thing he named it to be. When a man fully realizes what was given to him by God, you really can tell that kind of man because he's naming everything he can get his hands on. Because he wants to pronounce a blessing. In fact, Adam went from naming animals to naming people. He named Eve. His name was Ish, the Hebrew word for man. He named her Isha, womb man. So what God did when he orchestrated the culture was to orchestrate placing men in a unique position of, here it is, the transfer of divine authority. And the transfer of divine favor. And the word that the Bible uses to refer to that transfer is called the blessing. When that transfer does not take place, divine favor and divine authority being transferred from the man to his family and his culture. The Bible has another word for that. It's called the curse. Curse in the Bible refers to the pain of not experiencing your divinely ordained reason for being. But the way God set this up, it doesn't just happen. It happens by transfer. It happened with Adam, and it was to be passed down through the generations. Of course, what the devil wants to do is he wants to short circuit the blessing by getting men to not pass it on and substitute it with the curse. That's what he did in the Garden of Eden. So there was the loss of God's favor. And so now instead of the culture being a place of blessing, it became through his children a place of murder. This thing about blessing and cursing is no small thing. And men, the great weight on our shoulders is that we are the primary ones to transfer it. Let me explain something. You and I aren't blessed just because you have a new car. You aren't blessed because you got a new house or a new wardrobe. Those are nice things. But when the Bible talks about blessing, it's talking about something a lot deeper than that. It's talking about the transference of divine favor. So you're blessed when you've been transferred the favor of God and his authority for the future. The blessing always involved an inheritance. Whenever the Bible talks about passing on the blessing, it's always talking about passing on the inheritance. If you are a man and you have a family, I hope you have. If you're irresponsible, if you don't have, a will. Because what the will does is identify what you're passing on to the future. And the reason you do a will is so it's clear what your intentions are in terms of the future. In fact, I'm quite often asked by my children, especially my sons, what's in the will for me? They want to know what's being passed on for the future. The Bible declares that it is the role of the man to look after the future through his family, through his children, down to his grandchildren. In fact, the Bible identifies a righteous man as a man who covers his grandchildren, not merely his children, or as the Bible calls it, his children's children. Today, we're undergoing a curse because the blessing is not being passed down. The curse is being passed down. It's being passed down through males who never become men. See, because it's possible to be a male and not be a man. It's being passed down by a culture that disregards women, abuses people, by a culture of violence, by a culture of rebellion, by a culture of lack of discipline. It is being passed down as a curse. What you and I are witnessing today is not a lost generation. What we're witnessing today is the product of a lost generation. What we're witnessing is the transference of a curse rather than the transference of the blessing. Today I want to talk to you, primarily men, but it will apply to all of us in various ways, about one such man who wanted to turn a curse into a blessing. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, when the Bible talks about passing on the blessing, this naming and determining the future, it would talk about God's covenant with his people, and God would say, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those three would always be patched together because that covered grandfather, father, grandson. I want to talk to you about Jacob. I want to start where I'm going to end because you don't have to turn there. But in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21, it says, by faith, when Jacob was old, leaning on his staff, too old to walk by himself, he had to lean on something. It says he blessed the sons of Joseph, which were his two grandsons by Joseph. Now, let's rewind because that's the end of the story. If we rewind and go to the beginning of the story, we find that Isaac had two sons. One son was Esau and the other son was Jacob. The word Jacob, the name Jacob means trickster. He was a trickster. He was a shyster. He was a duper. He was the one who would manipulate things in order to make them work out like he wanted to. He was the one who used the human methodology to serve his own ends. But there was one thing Jacob wanted more than anything else, and that was the blessing. Because he knew what the blessing was. The problem, however, was that the older son got the biggest part of the blessing. The Bible says the older son got a double portion. In fact, my son Anthony reminds his brother Jonathan, you don't get most of whatever is available. Because I'm the oldest son. Jacob wanted that blessing. So he connived and schemed to trick his father Isaac into blessing him while making Isaac think he was actually blessing Esau. Now, we don't have time to read the full story. You can go back and read it yourself in Genesis 27, but just to quickly summarize it, here's what happened. While Isaac was old and couldn't see, he got dressed up like Esau, talked like Esau, acted like Esau, and walked in and said, "Father, it's time to bless me." He said, "Which son are you?" He said, I'm Esau, your oldest. So Isaac blessed Jacob, thinking he was Esau. Esau sold to Jacob his birthright for some Quaker oat cereal, some porridge, okay? He said, "Look, you hungry? I can cook. Will you trade me for your porridge, your birthright?" When he traded the birthright, Jacob went in and got the blessing. The blessing said that as the dew falls down from heaven, Genesis 20 says, so shall the goodness of God fall on you. He says, and I will bless you. Remember I said blessing always involves authority. He says, so that others will come under your authority and you will lead. Not only that, but those who bless you, I will bless. And those who curse you, I will curse, for I will be your God. In other words, I am going to take care of your future.
What does it really mean to be blessed by God? Well, Dr. Evans will have the answer for us when he continues our message in just a moment. Stay with us.
Good works are beneficial actions that you do for another in God's name. Then people can see and feel the love of God and not just hear about it.
It can be hard to tell others about Jesus sometimes, but Dr. Tony Evans can help you out with our unique kindness cards. Do one kind act a week and share your kindness card with that person. Each card has a QR code that leads to the gospel as well as spiritual growth tools. Visit TonyEvans.org to request your cards today. Be kind. Change culture.
And while you're on the website, be sure to check out Tony's follow-up book for our current series. The book is called Your Comeback, and it digs deeper into the lives of biblical characters like Jacob, who in many ways are just like us, flawed and fragile, yet went on to do amazing things for God. This over 200-page book is packed with encouragement for people who think they're too far gone for God to use, and it makes a great resource to share with your Bible study or small group. Right now, we're packaging this powerful book in a special bundle that includes Dr. Evans' complete 8-part audio collection, DVD, and Bible study guide for his current teaching series, It's Not Too Late. We'd like to send you this special package as our way of saying thanks when you make a contribution to help support Tony's ministry. Just visit TonyEvans.org to make your donation and request, or give us a call any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Where one of our helpful team members is standing by ready to help you. I'll repeat that information for you later on, but right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's message.
You want to know what a blessing is? It is when God goes ahead of you to take care of that stuff so that when you arrive, it's ready. That's a blessing. When God goes in front of you, in spite of what you've got to go through, and God hooks it up. Now, the problem is, Jacob has a blessing that his character is not ready for. He wanted the right thing, but he wasn't yet the right person. His character was flawed. His name was Jacob. He's a shyster. He's a trickster, but he still wanted the right thing. There are probably some brothers here who you came to church because you want the right thing, but your daddy messed you up. Maybe your mama messed you up. Maybe you hung out with the wrong crowd. Maybe wrong stuff has gotten all up in your head. And while you're looking good and you're looking like a man and you're talking the right noise, you're jacked up. Stuff ain't right, but you want the blessing. You want what God has for you. But circumstances, situations, or people have jacked you up. Well, here's how the blessing works. God will give you the blessing. In fact, if you are here, whether man or woman, but I want to emphasize men, and you have accepted Jesus Christ, you have inherited the blessing. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, even if you didn't have an earthly daddy, you have a father. For God calls himself your father, And with the new covenant comes the blessing, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So every man in here who is a Christian has been pronounced by God to be blessed. But it's possible to be blessed and not yet have run into your blessing. Just like God blessed Israel and delivered them from Egypt, but it took them 40 years to arrive to the blessing, which was the land of Canaan. Why did it take them 40 years from being blessed to being able to get the inheritance of the blessing? Because it took development in the wilderness. God won't share his blessing until your character is ready to receive it. In other words, Jacob had a blessing and he wanted the blessing, but he didn't have the character to receive it. You're not ready for what I've claimed to do, promised to do, and want to do. I just can't throw it out there to you like you are. Because I know your name, and your name is Trickster. I know your name. Your name is Jacob. I know your name, and you're full of you. Jacob is in a fight. Now, if you read the first part of chapter 32, Jacob is running for his life from Esau, who he stole a blessing from, because Esau said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to hunt you down like a dog, and I'm going to kill you. Jacob is running for his life. While running for his life at night, a man shows up and grabs him and will not let him go. Let me explain something. When God is trying to address our character, he will put us in situations that bring fear, frustration, defeat, loneliness. It says, while Jacob was alone, but wait a minute, I thought you said, Pastor, Jacob was blessed. That's what 12 to 27 says. That's what chapter 28 says. It says, Jacob was blessed, but he's a blessed man on the run because he's a jacked up blessed man. And before God can unleash the blessing and reverse the curse, he's got to deal with the man. Because Jacob has defined manhood the wrong way. He thinks to be a man is to get over. He thinks to be a man is to be able to fool people. He thinks to be a man is to walk a certain way and talk a certain way and have a certain image. He all messed up about what it means to be a man. So he puts this man into a situation he can't fix. And that's that his brother has got a whole army and we're going to kill you. While by himself, a stranger shows up and grabs him and wrestles with him. Now, he already scared. And he's fighting, and he's fighting at night. It says, until daybreak. So this battle is happening in the dark. While fighting, when the man he was fighting against saw Jacob wasn't going to give up, Jacob wasn't going to quit, Jacob wasn't going to throw in the towel, he touched his hip. And the Bible says, watch this, it got dislocated. It was disconnected. It was out of joint. That's a painful situation. Okay? You're already fighting, so you're tired. Now you're fighting and you've been dislocated. What is all this about? It is about the thing that every man has to go through who really wants a blessing. And that is brokenness. What is brokenness? Brokenness is where God strips you of your self-sufficiency. Brokenness is when you can't make it happen on your own. Brokenness is when all your manhood ain't enough. Brokenness is when God shows you you. And shows you your sin. He shows you your character. He shows you your failure. And he shows you, you are not enough for you. The man who wrestles with him says in verse 26, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. In other words, the sun's coming up. But he said, watch this now, I won't let you go till you bless me. He's in the fight of his life at night. He can't see. He's in great pain. And the man says, let me go. He said, watch this now. I know this is more than just about a fight. This is about a blessing. Isn't that what he says? I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Something happened in the fight where he discovered this fight wasn't about the fight. He started fighting because somebody hits him from the dark. All of a sudden, through this process of dislocation, through this process of being reduced to this painful situation he can't fix, he discovers that there was a connection between his pain and God's purposes. There was a connection between his problem and God's blessing. See, one of the problems men face is often we don't make the connection about the things we can't fix and what God's trying to say. God don't want you to fix it. That's why he keeps dislocating stuff. And every time you think it's connected, he disconnects it. And every time you think it's fixed, he re-breaks it. And every time you think you've gotten through the situation, something else go wrong. And every time you think things are right on the job, somebody else goes off on you. And the certain time you think that everything's going to be all right, somebody else throws something at you. And you go year after year without making the connection. That is God dislocating stuff. He makes the connection in the fight. This is not just a man messing over me. See, one of our problems is we mistake the hand of God for the hand of man because we don't make the connection. Jacob said, whoa, this is more than about me having a bad day and a bad year and living with a bad woman. It's a little bit more. He says, what's happening here is God's trying to bless me by fixing my character. By making me the man I'm supposed to be so that when he gives the blessing, it's not wasted. The sun rises and Jacob was limping on his thigh. Okay, wait a minute now. Remember, because it's dislocated. When the sun rises, after sweating and fighting all night long, here's Jacob. He limping, right? He limping. He limping because he dislocated. So he's hurting to walk. If God's going to touch you, he's going to create something in your life that makes you limp. He's going to put something in your life to remind you. Every time you move, you can't make it on your own. See, Jacob couldn't take one step without remembering me and God was fighting. My hip hurting because me and God was at war. I'm hurting because me and God. So you would see Jacob walking and say, oh, man, something happened to his man. Oh, Jacob said, let me tell you, I've been blessed. Yeah, I'm limping, but I've been blessed. Every time I walk and every time I limp, it's because I've been blessed. Because I'm only limping because I ran into God. God ran into me. He blessed me. And I got a limp to remind me I've been blessed. But the limp is also to remind me, you better not try to do this on your own, because you do have another hip. I can come around this side. So you better remember, you've been blessed.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the refining process God puts us through to make us ready to receive the blessings he has in store for us. Now, today's message is part of Tony's current series called It's Not Too Late. A look at why a problematic past doesn't need to result in an unfavorable future. As I mentioned earlier, if you help us out with a contribution to keep this program coming your way, we'd like to say thanks by sending you all 8 messages in this series on CD or MP3, along with a companion DVD and Bible study guide, and Tony's powerful follow-up book, Your Comeback. This is a special offer that won't last long. So be sure to make the arrangements as soon as you can at TonyEvans.org. That's TonyEvans.org. Or let one of our team members assist you when you call 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center is always open, so there's never a reason to wait. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on becoming ready for God's blessings. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.